Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So Ruth. Ruth is this story that's kind of stuck in the Old Testament that seems kind of strange at times. Because you see, Ruth is a woman. And in the early days, women had no power unless you were in your father's house or married to someone. That was the power. You got it from the males of your house. So when her husband died and then her sons died and her daughters-in-law, she had nothing. They were in a foreign country. She didn't even have family to be able to help her. She had nothing. And so we get this story, and we're like, what does it mean? Why this story of this woman named Ruth? It's a beautiful story of covenant, an unconditional love by her daughter-in-law Ruth to her mother-in-law Naomi. She made that decision of that unconditional love early on in her days. The commitment to always stay with her. The growth and the change. It was something that never happened. They could have been penniless, and Ruth was going to stay with Naomi. She made that commitment, that covenant, when she married Naomi's son. Ruth and Naomi's life could not have been easy. But they go back to where Naomi was from. And the story goes on, but the first 18 verses are what we focus on today. And one of the most challenging perspectives, I think, that we hear in the Bible is this. Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. And where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me God. Not death, not even death itself is going to come between us. Now, lots of times that's used as scriptures for weddings. It has nothing to do with weddings. It has everything to do with covenant and commitment and love. Between Ruth and Naomi, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. So let's see if we can figure out how that fits in today's time. Well, I told you that I'm doing a wedding next weekend for my cousin's daughter. Amanda's getting married. Amanda's getting married to Michael. Michael is a black man. Amanda grew up in Northwest Ohio in New Bremen, where my dad's family is from, to German farmers. My cousin Tom, who is her father, is four or five years older than I am. And my cousin Tom is pretty set in his ways. Now, 10 years ago, my cousin and I were at a meeting together. And we voted exactly opposite on everything that came up on the meeting. I love my cousin. My cousins are the brothers I never had. But Tom, yeah, he's stubborn. But we had every meal together. We ate every meal together. I introduced my cousin Tom to all my colleagues and friends because I had been at these meetings before. He had never been to one. I wanted him to experience the grace of God and the love of all God's people. So Tom and I ate every meal together. Oh, sometimes I cringed on what he said. But he is my cousin, and I love him dearly. And my cousin Tom, in those 10 years, has grown and been changed so that his daughter is now marrying a black man. And that is a huge change and the life of some of the quail horse in New Bremen, Ohio. God's grace and unconditional love covenant fills us with love. Another story. When AJ was a freshman in high school, the small school that my children went to, South Range, started their first soccer team that actually was in a league and played for high school, whatever that's called, high school sports, whatever. Yesterday, that high school team made the Final Four in soccer. Now, the story that goes with that is South Range was a huge football small school. And so the football players and some of the parents were really cruel to those soccer members because they made decisions to play soccer and not play football. But they loved soccer. They wanted to play soccer. They didn't want to play football. But they were mean, especially Andy. Andy got quite a lot of not nice words said to him from people because he chose to play soccer and not football. And what a powerhouse South Range could have been if only those soccer boys had played football. Thing is, that football team is just as strong as the soccer team. And the community has grown and changed in those many years by being true to who they are and what the love of something that they want to play. Those boys that played soccer probably wouldn't have played football anyway. But some learnings happened in commitment and covenant in God's love. So, did you know that Ruth is the who's daughter-in-law of Naomi is actually the great-grandmother of King David? Interesting stories about commitment and covenant. And did you know that God's love extends to all, even those Moabites, that despicable enemy of the people of Judah? And did you know that Ruth showed that by being kind no matter what, that character counts? And did you know that this story of Ruth shows us what happens when we let those oppressive notions of our lives and we let them go and we replace things with kindness and compassion? Because that's what this story is about. Letting go of those things that hold us in and sharing the kindness and the compassion of God. And did you know that compassion and love and kindness have grown and that rewards abound for those of us who act as God calls us? And did you know that Ruth and Naomi and Orpah really were probably scared because the unequal treatment? They had no male at that time in their lives. And they were foreigners in a strange land. And some people probably called them many names, but they challenged those perspectives, and they stood up, and Ruth said, "Don't make me leave you. Where I go, where you go, I go. Where you live, I'll live. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die, and that's where I'll be buried. So help me, God. Not even death itself is going to come between us." What radical, extravagant hospitality and welcome that Ruth shared with Naomi. God's grace fills us. God's unconditional love holds us no matter what. Let's be like Ruth and Naomi, and show God's unconditional love to all of God's children. Thanks be to God that we can be changed and challenged and grow together in all that God wants us to be. Amen.